Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 563. Looking at weight loss like this will change your life. See, this actually isn't about weight loss at all. What this is about is looking at how you eat and how you exercise and figuring out what you can do every day for the rest of your life, almost every day. Your body will change. Your weight will change. But what's really important about this is the way that you see yourself will change. When you look at weight loss as the byproduct, because you cannot control how fast the scale goes down, no matter how much we would all love to, you can't do it. And since you can't control that, focusing on something that you can't control will drive you crazy. Now, I don't have to provide any more information to you on that than you just thinking about how this has gone for you. Think of all the times that you've started and stopped and struggled and have felt guilty and have felt helpless and have felt like you just either haven't been able to do it, or that the problem is that you just need to be able to focus and you know what you need to do. You just need to do it. What you need to do is start where you are and be consistent. See, when you look at it this way, this isn't about a body composition. This isn't about a scale number. This is about looking at yourself where you are right now, being very proud of yourself for getting to this point. You've started and stopped and you've gone along this entire process. What many are going to call a weight loss journey. This is a process. Okay? And the reason it's a process and not a journey is if you look at it this way, where you're focusing on the actions in front of you, again, how you eat and how you exercise, and you start feeling confident about this, think of all the mental ties that you have around weight loss, around the scale, around particular diets, around particular exercise programs that you've just tried to cram your life into. Now, they will even tell you, well, it's okay. You know what? Just, hey, do the workout. You know, do the workout. We have modifiers. Okay. But if you're looking for a plan to solve this for you, you've tried this. You've tried it with the modifiers. You've tried following everything to the T, but for some reason, it hasn't worked. And the reason it hasn't clicked and that you haven't been able to do this long term is because it does not fit your capabilities, your preferences, your schedule. It's not based around you. Feeling better about yourself, feeling stronger, feeling like you have better and more endurance to go through your day, that you're more flexible. This is something any and everyone can accomplish. You can be a better version of yourself. Now, to this point, you might say, you know, being a better version of myself ends up hitting a certain goal weight or looking a certain way. That's not it. Your body is going to do what it does. Now, if you want to be successful with this, and you really, and by success, I mean you start to see improvements, again, one in how you feel. Not just like physically I have more energy, but how you view yourself. And then from there, I'm stronger. I have more endurance. I am more flexible. You can do this. But it's not about taking whatever program and just doing it harder, or just doing it to the T, because eventually you have to be able to branch off from that. If you start right now and you start building things around your preferences, then as you go along, you're going to get better at the stuff that you're able to do right now. You're going to enjoy this because this is stuff that you're, you know, at least feel pretty confident with starting out. Then you're going to build upon it. So when I say this is something that you're going to be doing for almost every day for the rest of your life, it's not literally the stuff that you do today, the food that you choose to eat, the exercise that you do, the stress management techniques that you do, these aren't going to be the exact same things, but you really need to look at this as something you can lay down for the rest of your life. And this is not, see, and it's tricky because the diets themselves, the weight loss industry are going to tell you, well, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. Straight up, if you're not the one laying the foundation for this, building around your preferences, it's a diet. I don't care what they tell you. They realize that diet has become a four-letter word, and most people don't like to hear diet. So they'll just call it a lifestyle, but come back to diet tendencies. Consistency is the whole thing. So starting tonight, I'm actually recording this. I'm recording this on Sunday night to come out on Monday morning. It's a new thing. I'll tell you guys actually about that here in a few minutes. But if you want to start right now, I don't care if you've been on diets for decades. Because see, here's the thing. As long as you're following the plans and you're doing what everybody thinks they need to do, the boxes they need to check to do this stuff, if you're doing what everybody else is doing, guess what? You're never actually going to be successful long term. You might lose the weight. There's a pretty good chance you won't be able to keep it off, which really sucks. And if you are able to keep it off, one of two things is going to happen. The one, like the hopeful, hoping everything aligns, is that as you do this, you actually start to like it. It does start to fit within your preferences, and you are scaling things down to your ability, which can happen because you know what? When it comes to self-awareness, you know, you should know yourself pretty well, right? You should know how to take an eating plan, an exercise plan, and like make it into something that works for you. People can do that. So like you can start with a program and then literally have it become your preferences. The thing is that doesn't work for most people. See, most people, they still get into this start and stop and struggle bus and I should be doing better and I've got to restart and I've been on plan, now I'm off plan, I got to get back on plan, all this other garbage. It's not a plan. This is not a plan. This is your life. This is how you eat. This is how you exercise. This is how you recover from stress. This is how you manage things. And how you do it is not going to look the same as how anyone else does it. It's your plan, your program, your life. I just said it wasn't a plan. Weird. It is. It's the plan of your life. Why not? We'll call it that. Now, here's the thing. Once you lay the foundation for this, okay, and you focus on the actions, and your goals are set around those actions. You're very specific. You're focusing again. Remember, you focus on your actions instead of the scale number because the actions are within your control. The speed of which the scale goes down is not. That's why you don't focus on the scale number. It's a byproduct. Now, with the scale being a byproduct, how often should you get weighed? You can get weighed as often as you want. If you can get on there daily, you can get on there weekly, get on there a couple times a week and get on there a month, once every couple months. I don't care. But what you got to stay away from is taking the number you see from one weigh-in and then you know when your next weigh-in is going to be. So then every action that you do between weigh-ins is to hit a goal number. And then if you hit that number, then awesome. Then what happens most of the time is, hey, you know what? I'm going to push myself a little bit further in your own head, air quotes, and I'm going to lose even more. And then you have this like chasing game with the scale where like you from one way into the next, you're trying to use your actions to hit an actual number. With what happens with the scale is you're actually looking for those weigh-ins as data points. And then as they trend over time, you're wanting to see it trend down. Which, by the way, that's actually why you collect. That's why you get on the scale and collect that info anyway. Is so that if you are keeping a record of it, you can see how this stuff is plotting. Okay, so like that's how you look at the scale is a trend over time, not trying to hit a goal from one way into the next. And I'll tell you, I don't know exact percentages, but just about everybody that's trying to lose weight, they fall into the same garbage that we've been taught for years around this stuff, our entire lives. Got to be on a plan, got to be good, got to weigh in, here's where I am today, my next weigh in, I got to hit this. And if you don't hit that, you got to look back at your choices, oh no, you know, I should have done more of this, I should have done less of this, I'm going to do better next time. And then you get into this cycle. Most people are going to do that their entire life. If you really want to be successful, though, okay, truly, you want to be successful. You don't throw your hands up and say, I just got to do better. I got to get back on plan. You say, I'm going to start building this around my preferences and abilities as to where I am right now. All the stuff that's happened in the past, you know what it is? You use it. You pick the good out of it. You figure out the things that you enjoy. You figure out the things that you should probably stay away from. But you don't use it as a story to play on loop in your head to justify why you can't do this and why this is such a struggle for you. I don't minimize what anybody's going through when it comes to this stuff, but I'm going to tell you what, in the years that I've been putting this message out, years of focus on your actions, be consistent with effort, be patient with progress, I don't have time to make justifications for stuff anymore. Because you want to know why? Because the mainstream diet industry, they're going to this is how it is. You do this plan, you see what happens, oh, you really push yourself and you're going to get the results. And then underneath, when you see the little infomercial, results not typical, or the magazine ad or the internet ad, whatever, results not typical. Sustainable weight loss comes, the one I saw the other day was like sustainable, it was talking about this thing that was going to, this product that was going to just help remove the extra belly fat. But then underneath it in white letters, it's like little tiny white letters. It said that sustainable weight loss comes through diet and exercise. That's not a direct quote, but I thought it was funny. Because, I mean, you know this. You've seen this. You've heard this. And I don't have time to because here's the thing. If you want to do this, you can do it. I don't care if you're physically able to do all the workouts or not. I don't care what your weight is right now. I don't care how many times you've started and restarted. Here's what we're doing. We're making fitness accessible to any and all people. We're making the feeling of being confident and competent around all of this stuff available to everyone. That's what we're doing. We're not going for the quick starts, the restarts, the jump starts, and all that. We're not doing it. My message, as it's always been, I'm just going to be a little bit more direct with it now, because look, I have to come at you guys hard with this, because otherwise I'm going to get drowned out. Because here's what happens. You guys hear what I say? Yeah. Darryl makes some good points. It's the right thing. Some of you even say, I really needed to hear this. But then what happens? You still continue to have the same struggles go on and on and on. I understand that. But we're moving away from it. If you focus on what's in front of you, if you focus on your actions, and you put in a consistent effort over time, this is why you need to start with your preferences. Because if you start with your preferences, you're going to want to be consistent. If you could be consistent doing all the really advanced stuff that's outside of your capabilities, if you could be consistent with that, then I wouldn't have a problem with it. But you can't be, for various reasons, which we won't get into on this particular podcast episode, but we'll totally tackle them. We've tackled them before. Consistency is the whole thing. Cut through everything else. Consistency, consistency, consistency. This is why the YLF community takes anyone that's on any eating plan, that's following any exercise regimen. Because it's about a consistent effort over time. And then when you have others supporting you through this stuff, it reinforces it and you're able to keep it going. And see, that's the thing. You get away from this. You get away from focusing on the efforts and the actions. And you slip right back into the weight loss normal stuff, you know? When you start talking about eating clean and following this plan and following that plan. It's very easy to slip back into that. You know, people talk about they slip into bad habits and the old them and all this stuff all the time. The stuff that they slip back into that they need to stay away from is the dieting. this notion of like, you know, they're on or they're off. Build a plan that you're never off of, that you don't feel guilty around, like, the type of exercise you're doing and the food that you're eating. Now, I mentioned before, I'm going to explain, like, how I'm doing this content a little bit differently now. So, okay, podcast episode is being recorded on the night before right now. I'm recording this on Sunday night. This is coming out on Monday. It's going to come out overnight on Monday. And this is going to be the theme of tomorrow. So the theme of the day, okay? Theme of the day is everybody can do this. But they focus on being consistent. And they focus on actions over effort. Now, here's the thing. Podcast episode comes out tonight. I will probably listen to this on double speed in the morning just to kind of jog my memory as part of like when I'm doing my workout. And then it's going to come to the time that I would normally spend putting together a podcast, getting it to come out, and tell you guys all about it on Instagram and all that. It'll already be out. And then I can put together different pieces of content. You'll have this episode itself on the podcast YouTube channel. You'll have stuff on the Your Level Fitness accounts for Instagram and for Facebook. And we're going to, why not? We'll get Twitter and Snapchat and TikTok and all of them involved. I'm getting back into putting the content out, but I got to be structured with it. And instead of always trying to find something new to hit you with, we're going to have a central message. And you come across my stuff on different platforms, it's going to be that message. Because I got to start running this like an actual, this message as a machine. Because that's the kind of reinforcement it's going to take. So as you're listening to this, jump in on the community. It's tricky right now with Instagram because of with the election and everything going on here in the States. You can't look at recent posts. And I haven't said too much about this, so I'll say it to you guys here on the podcast first. When you're posting something and you include hashtag YLF community, please also tag my Instagram account, Your Level Fitness, on there as well. It's an extra step. I know I don't like asking you guys to do extra things, but otherwise, I can't see recent posts right now. And I like, when you guys use the tag, I like putting it in my Instagram story. I like shouting you out. I like other people getting to see you doing the things. And I want to continue to encourage that. It's just, for right now, I have to ask you to do that extra step. So hopefully, after everything gets settled here with the election, we'll be able to look at recent tags again on Instagram. And then, you know, we can do that. But for now, I ask that you please also tag me when you're sharing on Instagram, because I definitely want to shout you guys out for that. So this is what we're doing, and I'm excited for it. So there's going to be more. This message is going to be reinforced. And again, my central messages, you guys know how this goes by now. If you've been around for a while, you know how this goes. I have some central messages that I come back to and I reinforce when it comes to mindset, when it comes to effort, when it comes to how to actually do this stuff. Okay, so you know that. If this is one of the first few episodes that you're listening to, welcome, first. And secondly, what it is I'm somebody that was a dieter for the better part of 16 years. And that started back when I was a teenager. And so much of my worth and how I personally viewed myself was caught up in what my weight was and what my body composition was. And I, because see, what happens is you, even when you lose the weight, you then start thinking, well, if I do this, you know, I thought losing the weight would do it. Well, it didn't. Maybe we'll do this. Maybe this will be it. And then you get into like chasing your tail. And there's other things that it's not that weight loss is taking top priority on everything in your head right now, but it's probably taking up more space than it needs to. And if that's you, that's what this really deals with. Because if you realize that you're not chasing some number, some, you know, ideal look, and that you are capable and you're like, as you can become a stronger, more flexible individual with more endurance, like just with the body that you have, you're enough right now. It's the cool thing about it. And then you take this stuff that you apply as far as focusing on actions and becoming more confident and having feeling like you have more confidence in the stuff, and it goes into other areas of life. So I want you to use weight loss as something that is basically one area of your life that can be very clearly defined right now, and you're using this to develop other skills in your life. So I was a dieter for 16 years. I've been a certified personal trainer since 2011. I started working in the fitness industry when I was in college. I worked at a gym. I did some sales, a little bit of training there as well. That was back in 2004 is when I started there. I've been up and down with my, I'd been up and down with my weight as far as the whole diet thing. I haven't really dieted since 2012. And when I say anybody can do this at any level physically, I also was born 3 months premature and have cerebral palsy, and my entire left side is affected, and really my entire lower body is affected. So when I tell you any and everyone can get stronger, can have better endurance, can have more flexibility, that's what I'm talking about. So again, if this is one of the first few podcast episodes you've listened to, welcome. But let me know your thoughts. Let me know your thoughts on this. Are you ready? Are you ready to really get this stuff situated for the rest of your life? If you are, I want to hear it. If you're not, you know what? I want to hear that too. And I want to hear why. Because I'll tell you what. One, it's going to be an awesome conversation that you and I can have. But two, you might, like, your reason for, like, not doing it this way might be a completely different unlock for me with the message that I'm putting out and how I position this stuff to you guys. So I want to hear from you. Please let me know. You can either DM me on Instagram. I'm at yourlevelfitness on there. You can email me. That is Daryl at yourlevelfitness.com. That is D-A-R-Y-L at yourlevelfitness.com. Yeah, just let me know. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.